Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Alderman Scott Wagesback joins us now. We've been talking about what Bucktown is considering. There's a homeowners or a neighborhood association there, and they want to hire armed guards. They've contracted with a corporation in Downers Grove that does this thing to patrol the neighborhood and make it safer. Scott, thanks for joining us on WGN Radio. What's your reaction to that news this week?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on. I think my reaction is that it's an extra set of eyes and ears on the streets, and I think every community finds us important and helpful. And when your goal is safety of the community, your primary goal, I think it'll be helpful.
Do you know what that will look like, how that will actually go?
Yeah, apparently they've been operating in some other neighborhoods throughout the city. This particular company, P4, essentially they're going to be, patrolling the streets and the alleys, looking up, what's going on with a lot of the homes in the neighborhood, if there's open garage doors or lights out, things like that. We're going to be meeting with them on Monday and just talking through some of the particular things that they do with the police department. But I think it's, when I found out a little bit more of what they do, some more of the details, it looks a lot better than I think a lot of people were worried about. But there's still some issues.
Will they carry guns? Will they be visible?
Yeah, they're going to be visible. Apparently, they might have two vehicles, I think, that would have lights on them. They can't have blue lights on them like the police do. But we're going to suggest that they work very closely with the patrol officers and the units that we have in places like Bucktown, Wicker Park, and make sure that they're cooperating with them and very visible. And I think that, whatever they're going to be doing, they will have guns, but it's my understanding that they are not allowed to use those in cases unless they are attacked or something like that.
Yeah.
But those are some of the questions that we're going to, legal questions that we're going to go over with them next week.
How many of them would be on patrol at any time, and when would they be patrolling?
Well, it's a pretty small footprint, but it would just be two vehicles at a time. And I don't know the details of exactly when, but it would be about 8 hours a day. So typical, shift for one to two security guards in a small footprint of Bucktown.
So would they be there overnight, or would they be there in daylight hours, or would it be 24 hours a day with these two patrolling?
I believe that they were going to split them up, so you would see one in the morning into the early evening, and then from the early evening a second one would come on shift, probably overlapping. And, that's something that we're going to figure out with the police to see what our shift changes are. We've actually done that with the police to make sure that we have full coverage in that area. And as you know, this is really about a lot of the more violent crimes and the carjackings. And the message that we want to send with the carjacking unit, working with the feds and with our officers in the 14th District, is really going after these hardcore criminals who should be behind bars.
So is it carjackings? Is that the principal thing that they're going to try and stop?
Carjackings, and then I think the strong-arm robberies.
Yeah.
And, we've been really kind of hammering away trying to come out of this COVID pandemic. We've seen a lot more of this uptick in crime. I don't know why. I noticed, and I've talked to people in other cities that it's really everywhere. But I would say that the other thing here is, we're really trying to get neighbors activated as well. We've always had neighborhood watch. We've always tried to get people out there to make sure that they are the eyes and ears of the neighborhood, calling out criminals and working with the police. And I think that needs to happen in every neighborhood in the city. And, I think we do it really well here. So this additional set of eyes will be helpful.
This is Scott Wagesback. He's in the 32nd Ward. We're talking about the Bucktown area. What are some of the streets, then, that it's bound by? Where would we see these vehicles?
Well, a lot of our problem is people coming in, criminals coming in and out of using the highway, so using the Kennedy to come in at North Avenue or Fullerton. And so essentially, you know, once I get the details, I think we're looking at the highway over to Damon Avenue and then around the north to Fullerton area. But I think the footprint for this particular group will be even smaller than that. So probably like four blocks in every direction right off the highway.
Now, maybe you could better police that then. I mean, I want 100 of them out there. I know some people want none of them out there, and they hate the very notion of this. But hiring private armed security guards to patrol your neighborhood, I mean, what are we, a third world country here, for crying out loud? And we're not. But something's going on, and I like the sense of security that that provides. But what you're describing to me seems, well, at least it's a small area they're patrolling. So if that's an area where a carjacking is most likely to take place, then I suppose maybe they could make a difference in that small of an area. But it seems to me like the problem's even bigger than that, isn't it?
Yeah, the problem's nationwide. It's citywide. It's in our neighborhoods. And as much as we have police officers out there with the anti-carjacking units, and I, you know, I appreciate the officers that we're working with, and they've done a fantastic job. You know, we talk to them when we're out there on the street at night. I'm out personally as much as I can be late into the evenings, early mornings, looking, you know, for problems. And I think we just need everybody in the city to step up and do this. I'm not saying to hire these types of companies, because it does come with a cost that a lot of private citizens felt that they could afford and are doing. But we want to make sure that we're working with them closely and responding to some of the legal concerns and other concerns that residents had as well.
I appreciate you taking our call, Scott. We called that company in Downers Grove. What is it, P4, that does this, and they won't come on. I think they should. Tell them to do a radio interview. If we're going to have people authorized to carry guns, walk up and down our streets and quote-unquote patrol it, I think they should tell us who they are, talk to us on the radio about what their attitude, what their motive, what their agenda is, what they're like. I mean, come on. Let's not hand this off to some guys with guns that we don't know. So I think they have an obligation to speak out. They don't have to tell us all their company secrets, but they should be visible on the radio, don't you think?
Yeah, and I talked to one of the founders of the, you know, the smaller group, and it's not related to our Bucktown community organization. It's two separate entities. But I mentioned the same thing, that, you know, you guys, as much as you want us to be transparent and open and speak to not only the media, but basically speak to your listeners about what's happening here and how we should change things in the city, you need to be forthright as well. And I think at our meeting next week, we're going to definitely talk about that. And there's probably some issues with the city as well. We want to make sure that, you know, off-duty officers who are working for this company are following all the rules of the city collective bargaining agreement with the police. So there are a lot of other issues here, and we're trying to make sure we cover them all. I will suggest
interview.
That to them.
Please do. I look forward to that, and I really appreciate your time today, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Happy holidays to everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise.